From the boardwalk here, you might be able to see some of the smaller animals that live in the pond below. These are a very important source of food for many of the larger animals we have already discovered. Even the smallest of freshwater areas can contain a surprisingly large amount of these small and fascinating water invertebrates. Invertebrates are animals without a backbone, and many of them living underwater in this pond are insects. All insects have three body parts and six legs, just like the dragonflies and damselflies. If you look carefully into the pond, you might see some small boat-shaped insects with one pair of longer legs which they use like oars propelling a rowing boat. These are called water boatmen. The greater water boatmen can be seen swimming upside down with the legs towards the surface, whereas the lesser water boatman swims with its legs hanging below. On the top of the water, you might see some insects which look like they are skating on the surface. Pond skaters have thin bodies and long legs, which they use to move across the surface of the pond. They feed on dead or dying insects that have dropped onto the water. Watch them closely and you might notice they are very agile and can jump to get away from predators. Whirligig beetles look like small black dots which are constantly moving round in circles and spirals on the surface of the water. Look out for pond snails and other water beetles below the surface, and if you visit in early spring you might also be able to spot some frog spawn or toad spawn or some of the tadpoles. To help you learn more about these creatures, the rangers run regular pond dipping events during the summer. Take a look at the Moores Valley website for details. From here, continue along the path for a short while until you reach the final stopping point.